Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. I'm your host, Monique Holm. On this podcast, we usually interview badass women real estate investors and women who have resources to help other investors and who share their stories and their trials and their successes. Today, we have an exception. I made an exception, and I'm interviewing a man. He's our honorary goddess for the day, or he's our Adonis. And the reason I invited this particular man to speak is because I believe he provides an extremely valuable resource that I haven't seen anybody else provide. And I didn't want to let his gender get in the way of sharing this message. So I am bringing you today Damian Lupo. Damian is a best-selling author in alternative retirement investing and money psychology. He's an expert on delivering checkbook control of your retirement money and investing tax-free in non-Wall Street assets like real estate, precious metals, and cryptocurrency. He has written 9 books. He's a fifth-degree black belt. He founded Yokido, has owned more than 40 companies, has been viewed more than 2 million times on YouTube, and is the host of the Transformation Nation podcast. His mission is to free 1 million people from financial bondage, and he's here with us today. I'm so excited to have him. Welcome, Damian.
Hey, Monique. It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we get into real estate and retirement accounts and all that good stuff, tell me, what is Yokido?
Yokido is a blend of yoga and Aikido. I started training with Aikido like in 2000. So for almost 20 years, I was training. And then if you do something long enough, it starts to become who you are. And then something starts to bubble up and it's your own version of something. And that something for me was Yokido. And so it's kind of the essence of who I am when I teach. And it actually spills into business too. If something is that deep into you, it tends to show up in everything you do and every conversation you have. So it's a blend. It's basically a healing art where you're not only defending yourself, but you're also able to heal an attacker, whether it's a conversation or physically, in the process of blending and protecting yourself.
Wow. Okay. I think we might have to have another podcast where I just interview you about that, because that sounds fascinating. But I'm like, yeah, I want to know more about that. But I don't know if we'll have time, maybe a little bit later. But what I do want you to share is what I invited you for is to talk about qualified retirement plans, which is something that you offer, which is very unique. But before we get into that, I just want you to share a little bit about your background with real estate investing, because you're kind of a badass real estate investor yourself. So just give us like the brief rundown on your real estate investing experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I basically am the person that did every single thing wrong that you can ever imagine. So if you can learn from me, you can probably avoid massive amounts of pain. I picked up a book like 20 years ago that Robert Kiyosaki wrote, and I said, that's awesome. I want to do real estate. And I was selling insurance. And so I went and bought a house using my Visa card, and I thought, this is cool. This is normal. Like, everybody buys houses on their Visa, right? I don't know. It makes sense. And so I did. And then after that, I was like, okay, now what do I do? And I went to a seminar, and I was watching some people. Like Robert Kiyosaki was speaking. I watched him, and I basically bought everybody's programs, and these were tapes back then. So I bought all these tapes and packed them up in my suitcase and did what they said to do and didn't really try to reinvent something at that point. I just did it. And over the next 5 years, I bought 150 houses and in 7 different states and built up a really big real estate portfolio. And I mean, I was pretty successful and had a massive pile of money, and I thought I was a badass, and then I blew it all up and lost $20 million in 2008. So I had to start over, and that was an experience. It was called a major seminar, and so I started over, and I mean, so, you know, it didn't kill me, and that was one of the beautiful things, because now I can share that experience and leverage from it. And I realized that the value in the mistakes is that they give you this internal fortitude and emotional intelligence that you can't just get from a book. And so now I can look at things totally different from a perspective of going through cycles and really understanding that it's not just about money, it's about a mission, about an impact. And if that's baked into the work that you're doing, whether it's investing or other work, then you've got a chance at it being sustainable. And if it's just about more money, you're probably doomed to have a 2008 experience like I did.
So many nuggets in what you just said there. First, I love how you started, which is education and not trying to reinvent the wheel, but learning from other people that were successful, following their model and doing it yourself. And then I love how you, and then another nugget was about learning from your mistakes and that being the greatest teacher. So in every podcast, I always ask my guests, you know, what was your biggest mistake and what did you learn from it? Because I truly believe that that is where we get the most, like as you're saying, you get the most dumb, and that is really the main seminar. And if people can get that lesson, and hopefully our listeners can learn from it and not make your mistake, but it's like different mistakes. So they'll figure we'll all make mistakes, but maybe not as, they may not make $20 million mistakes. And if they can learn, then that's golden. And if you've learned the lesson, then it's been super valuable too. And the last nugget was having a mission when you're doing any of this. And this is a big part of my personal philosophy too. I personally believe in investing only in a property, a community where I can leave it better than I found it, and really looking for win-wins and having as positive an impact on everyone who's touched by the deal as possible. And that really that has made such a big difference for me. But you're the first guest I've had that's actually really talked about that and stated it so eloquently. So that was some more gold in that short answer. So there's a lot of nuggets, a lot of wisdom you just dropped on us there. So thank you.
All right, good. We're done. No.
Yeah. So that was it. I actually forgot to tell you that I was going to ask you this question, but since you brought up mistakes, I will ask you before we get into the self-directed retirement account stuff, which is also fascinating. But what would you say was your biggest mistake, and what did you learn from it?
There's a book that I think sums this up. It's called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And my biggest mistake was letting my ego. Oh, it's fantastic. I'm actually going to be with him in Denver next week. And I'm so excited about this because I've been studying his work. And the reason that that's so important and the value in that lesson was that when I look back, I thought at the point where I started going off a cliff and didn't realize it was when my ego took over and it was driving everything and I wasn't humble. And this is actually one of the reasons that I love working with women. In fact, I like women. I like that more than I do with men, because women typically show up without an ego and they're open to learning. And they instead, I deal with so much ego, and it's really hard because people think they know everything. And I'm like, yeah, I know what that's like. I went to a place where I had millions in the bank, and I said, I am so smart, I'm 10 feet tall, and I'm bulletproof. And as soon as that happened, I was about to have the universe drive over me with a freight train, because it's not true. And it was my enemy, but I didn't know it. So now I'm constantly checking myself by asking people, what am I missing? What am I not seeing? So I always have mentors. I always have people that are grayer or balder, older, and have been through things, and that I can trust enough to give me the truth. And that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. We really need to make sure that we have people constantly telling us the truth and that we actually will listen to it.
Yes. Brilliant. So good. So good. All right. I love that. We're going to switch gears again. I was like, that could be a whole other podcast interview as well. But we're going to switch gears and talk about why I invited you on because of a really special self-directed retirement account program that you have. But before we get into that, can you tell our audience what is a self-directed retirement account? Get a little more basic for people who aren't familiar with it.
Yeah. So when we think about retirement accounts and we think about retirement in general, usually a 401k or an IRA or like a thrift savings plan or a 403b, all these things, these acronyms, these numbers are all part of the tax code. And we think about those and then we think, oh, those are for the thing at my job, and I have some mutual funds in there, and then we're told that you basically have these options of mutual fund A, B, C, or D, and that's basically what we're beat into our brains for the entire time that we're out there working. And what's interesting is that there's a totally different world, an alternative world, where you can take control of that money and invest in things outside of Wall Street, things that you can control, like the real estate world. So you're not stuck on this Wall Street roller coaster. You're literally in control, where you have a checkbook with your money, and you can invest it the way you want to in things that make sense, where you have impact, where it actually you're not subject to the whims of the economy or politics, where you're just doing something the way you want to do it. And that's what self-directed is. It's an opportunity for you to be in control and design your retirement or your future so that it's not a hope and a chance. Because I don't think smoking hopium is a really good strategy. I think you really got to plan things.
Hopium. I love that. So, yes, and it's I've pretty much put all my retirement money into self-directed accounts, and it really was great. It changed my life when I found out that this was a possibility. It's like, what? You could do this? So, Aikido yogi, investor, doing all this stuff. What made you get into this business? What made you get into this self-directed retirement account business?
And like most things, it was a complete accident. It was one of those things where I was it's kind of a rough story, but I was just sitting there with my dad about 4 years ago, and we were having a conversation, and he was really, really sick, and it was just about a month before he died, and he said, you know, there were so many things that I wanted to do, and I just sat there, and I was like, oh my God, I just really experienced regret, and I thought, that's not an example, that's a warning, so I need to make sure that I don't ever have that experience. And what I realized was that I was not doing things that were really fulfilling my potential, and I wasn't really impacting the world. And I thought, well, what is it that the world needs? And I realized the world was in financial shackles, and it's because people are afraid of their future financially. And at the same time, I thought, you know what, I know about a tool that I can help people find out about and I can help them use. And this tool will set them free, because this tool requires self-responsibility. And with self-responsibility, owning your life, you can take this tool and literally design the life that you want, instead of being, you know, in a space of fear and being a victim to whatever's happening around you. And so I just said, I am not going to sit there and look back at my kids down the road and say that same thing. I'm going to look at them and say, my life was amazing, and I left it all out there. I'm good. And that's why I'm doing this work. It's why this makes so much sense, because it's a tool of empowerment. It's a tool of self-responsibility, and it allows people to totally design their life. And that's what I'm all about. Because you're smarter than anybody else with your money and with your life. You know better than anybody else, and you'll take better care of your stuff and your money than anybody else. So I believe in you, and I want to give you every tool and every idea, every possibility that's out there. And that's what the QRP is all about. It's about you having total control and nobody being able to take that away from you. So I'm all about that thing that gives you that power.
Love it. So you just mentioned the QRP. So explain to our listeners, what is a QRP? And for qualified retirement plan, yes.
Yeah, the QRP. And so what we actually do is we have something called the EQRP, and it's the elevated, if you will, elevated qualified retirement plan. And it's more of the evolved plan. And it's because a qualified plan is like a 401k, but the reason we call it the EQRP is because it's elevated and evolved to where you have control of your own retirement plan. So if you can imagine, you work for a big company and there's a 401k, you don't really have any control. You have this thing with these tax benefits, but Wall Street controls that thing. What we do is we give you the ability to have all the power and tools and all the tax benefits of this plan, and you're in charge of it, and you can invest it in what you want. And literally, if you want to structure it the way that we suggest, you can pay no taxes, both as you're growing your money and when you take it out. So talking about power, imagine the 70% of your wealth that you give away to the government in taxes over your lifetime. Imagine keeping all of that money. That's what this has the power to do. It's crazy, and most people don't even know about it.
Wow. So I think for the people that do know about self-directed retirement accounts, they are probably mostly familiar with self-directed IRAs, SD IRAs, right? And then they're also self-directed 401ks. Tell us, what is the difference between a self-directed IRA and a self-directed 401k?
So the self-directed IRA, all these give you different levels of ability to invest in alternative assets. The problem with a self-directed IRA, a couple things. One, you don't really have total control because there's still a custodian involved, and it costs a lot of money, and there's a lot of delays and friction, and it's just a pain in the neck. The other problem is if you're investing in real estate, and I happen to love real estate, we like to use debt with real estate. We like to have mortgages because it's cheap money, and you can get lots of it to buy real estate. And so people use their IRAs to buy real estate, but there's a secret tax that most of them don't know about called a UBIT tax. And it will take about 35% of your profits, and you won't even know Ooh. About it until you get a tax bill. And it's terrifying, and people are getting hit with this, and they say, wait, nobody told me about this. Well, yeah, why would they tell you about it? They were just trying to set you up with a self-directed IRA. And so it's unfortunate, but that's what people are running into. With the other like self-directed 401ks, they're very similar in how they're run compared to the EQRP, but they don't have liability protection that's in place for big 401ks. And so right now you can kind of think America is the land of the free and the home of the lawsuit. And so you got to be really careful about not getting sued. And if you do get sued, you don't want to lose your stuff. And so if you have a solo 401k or one of these plans that is, you know, kind of the mainstream self-directed 401k, you could easily lose all your money or almost all of it in there because some judge decides that they want to basically make some other person rich, some victim. And that's what we solved. We solved this so that you literally have the power, the control, and all the options, plus you have liability protection. So what we do with the EQRP is different than everything else that's out there in the entire country. It's the best in class. It's the best that's available. There isn't anything else that's as good, period.
Wow, amazing. Okay. That's why I wanted to have you on there, because I know I didn't realize this about the self-directed IRA. I have a self-directed 401k, and it was just, but there are other differences too, right? You can invest more in a self-directed 401k. What are some of the other differences between that and a self-directed IRA that most people know about?
Yeah, so the self-directed IRAs, and just so you know, the reason that you've heard about them is because there's a lot of custodians out there, and they make a lot of fees. They spend a lot of money on marketing, kind of like Wall Street. So that's why you've heard about them. That's why probably most of us have had them. And one of the limits is you can only put $5,500 a year in, whereas with the self-directed 401ks and the EQRP, you can put $55,000 a year. It's 10 times as much. And so, that's a massive difference. You're never going to get rich if you put $5,000 a year into something. I mean, you got to have something that has more power than that. I mean, you're basically just going to get old, but not rich. So we've got to change the tool. And you can invest in things like precious metals and take possession of them in an EQRP. So I happen to like gold a lot. I'm sure a lot of the listeners like gold. And you can hold it. And that's something that's really powerful because you don't want to have all your assets held up by somebody else in some faraway land. It's actually kind of nice to hold your own stuff. So you can have your plan buy the precious metals and then hold them. Just like with real estate, you can actually go touch it. It's the dirt, it's the sticks and the bricks. And there's something powerful about actually being able to touch these things.
So cool. So how can investors use an EQRP to invest in real estate or invest in something else other than these limited menus of funds and bonds that most standard retirement accounts offer?
Well, basically what's going to happen is once you have an EQRP set up, you're going to have a checkbook with your money. And so if you see a deal that you want to do, whether it's you find a house or a piece of land, or you find an apartment deal that you want to invest with somebody, like a syndication or somebody else's project that they put together, you simply write a check. And it's that simple. It's that fast. You can invest in 5 seconds. You can do it when you want to. You can do however much you want to. And so that's the main way to invest. And one of the neat things that most people don't know about is that you have the ability to borrow money out of your plan up to $50,000 for anything you want. You can just borrow it, take it, put it in your own personal account, and do your own thing. Maybe that means you're going to finance your car. Maybe it means you want to do a personal investment that's not part of your plan. But one of the things I like about that best is you can take some of that money that's in your retirement plan and you can invest it in education by borrowing it out.
Mm.
And I love that because of the leverage, where you can leverage off of people like you that are teaching. You know, it's people can say, I want a coach. I don't want to spend $1 million, or like Damien, I don't want to lose $20 million learning. I want to invest $10,000, $20,000. Yeah, that sounds smarter. And by the way, it is smarter to spend that money versus going out and blowing off your kneecaps like I did. So I would encourage people to look at that. It's investing in yourself is absolutely the best investment you'll ever make. And this gives you a way to take that retirement money that's trapped and really start using that to invest in yourself and grow you, because it'll be exponential in terms of returns.
That's so good. So are there, you were sharing a lot of different things you can do, but are there some things you can't do with an EQRP?
Yeah, there's restrictions on, it's called a disqualified person or a disqualified investment. You can't invest in things like rugs or wine or collectible coins or property that you're going to use for yourself. It's called a current benefit. So basically, you can't invest in anything that you get a benefit from today. This is really meant to be money that's invested in things that are for your future. So as long as you're not investing in one of these deals that you're going to get a benefit from, like if you were to invest in a project or a house and you were the real estate agent and you got a commission, that would be disqualified. So there are some nuances around that. And it's great,
or
because
the
IRS says, you can't live in the house. The IRS is really great because they say, here are the 9 things you can't do, and then everything else, go for it. It's really, really great. They don't tell you what you can do. They just say, don't do these things and you're fine. So it's very, very easy to stay safe.
Really good. So we are getting towards the end. This has been so good. So how can people find out more about EQRPs and what you do?
Best place to go, and the best thing to do is to actually educate yourself. And I wrote a book on the QRP, so people can get a copy of that. And do you have a link? Do you want to give a link, or what's the best thing for us?
I do have
I want to give
link.
People a
so
copy.
What I'll do is I'll put this link in the podcast description, so you can click on it and you can get a free copy of the book. So we'll send you a free copy of it.
And like a real physical, like you're actually going to get to hold the book. I'm going to mail it out to you, so you'll get a copy of it.
It's a real legit book, and it's well written, and it's easy to read. So, and it really breaks it all down for you. And we didn't have that much time, but in the book, he really lays out the differences and how you can invest, how you can use it, and why it's such a great tool. And it, like he was saying, there is nothing exactly like this in the market, and it's best in class. And that's why I have him here today as an honorary goddess. So thank you, Damien. We're gonna end with our famed end of show trinity. So a trinity is a brag, a gratitude, and a desire. So what's one thing you're celebrating right now? What's your brag?
I'm celebrating the fact that I got to go spend some time with the gorillas in Rwanda, and I actually survived the jungle experience, and that was absolutely amazing. And if you can walk with the gorillas, absolutely do it. Find a way to go. It will change your life.
Wow. That's awesome. When did you do that?
I was there last week.
Oh, incredible. Well, brag. What's one thing you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for the people that are helping me to share this, that are helping me on this mission to free 1 million people like you, that are saying, hey, come and share with the people that are listening to me, because it's really hard to make an impact on your own. And when you have a tribe and people that are supporting it, it makes it so much more fun and interesting and better and easier. So I'm grateful for you and for people that are willing to open up their networks. And so I'm truly, thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, what's one thing you desire?
You know, to spend my life with a goddess would be probably the greatest gift ever. And so I'm hopeful for that. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. So, ladies, he's single. And he's going to be at he's actually coming to our November 2nd through 4th event. Real Estate Investor Goddesses is throwing their first national conference called Wealth Through Real Estate. And you can find out more about it at wealththroughrealestateevent.com. And Damian will be there. So he's going to be there and he'll have his book there. And you goddesses, any single goddesses, he'll be there.
Y'all
are there too. No pressure, Damian. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Great.
You're going to have like a big, massive, like blind date. Okay, so it'll be like The Bachelor or something. Anyway, thank you so much for being on, for sharing your wisdom, and for your mission. I love that, and I join you in helping free people from financial bondage as well. So thank you so much, and thanks to all of you listeners. Join us next week for another Real Estate Investor Goddess interview. Bye-bye.
Bye.